Bush 2 the worst ever? There's a tendency among the American elite, in the interest of stability, to strive to play nice with whichever party in the nation's capital. You hear many suggest that it is in the national interest to respect the office, if not the man, and to be constructive if one dares to venture criticism at all costs. This is seen as professional behavior, and not without coincidence, this professional manner protects one's access and perhaps one's future opportunities as well. That's why it was striking to read recently of the somewhat blunt criticism offered by University of California economist George A. Akerlof, a 2001 Nobel Prize laureate. In a recent interview, the Berkeley-based economist offered the following assessment of the presidency of George W. Bush. Quote, "I think this is the worst government the U.S. has ever had in its more than 200 years of history. It has engaged in extraordinarily irresponsible policies, not only in foreign and economic, but also in social and environmental policy. This is not normal governmental policy. Now is the time for people to engage in civil disobedience." That quote from Dollars and Cents magazine, September-October edition. Clearly, this isn't the usual stuff one expects from Nobel Prize-winning economists. It is extraordinary. But the essential message from Professor Akerlof was unmistakable. Protest. When asked what kind, he replied, "I don't know yet, but I think it's time to protest as much as possible." Millions of Americans, many for the first time in their lives, did just that in the spring as they tried to make the administration rethink the looming Iraq adventure, but to no avail. The Bush administration, like some hard-hearted Herod, vowed to shock and awe the Iraqi state into submission and delivered almost unprecedented bombing on a major city in recent years. It bombed Baghdad and other major Iraqi cities for days, each bigger than the last. In order to do so, it slapped the UN senseless and, using the prostrate American media, vowed to remake the face of the Middle East. Well, the bombs have burst. Armies have scattered. A satrap of U.S.-approved and chosen puppets have been seated and given titles that seem to mean they have power. Yet this body, this so-called Iraqi Governing Council, has less power than the meanest borough in the tiniest burg in America. Power, backed by U.S. military death threats, resides in the Supreme Commander, Paul Bremer, who says what goes and doesn't go in the allegedly free Iraq. The U.S., which brought its boots, guns, and bombs on Iraqi soil, ostensibly to bring democracy, is none too willing to allow the Iraqis to rule themselves. The U.S. is both hated and feared worldwide. In the councils of the United Nations, they're seen as a rogue elephant, huge, powerful, dangerous, and unpredictable. When the U.S. speaks of freedom, democracy, and human rights, many diplomats politely cover their snickers for fear of outraging the elephant, who might, who knows, announce yet another self-proclaimed war against whatever. In polls throughout Europe, when citizens are asked to name a country that poses the greatest threat to world peace, the U.S. is indeed number one. Meanwhile, George III manages to threaten and sneer against other nations that threaten his version of world stability. It is like the elephant threatening the grass for being trampled. The worst ever? I wonder what some historians might say about that. They might have a better perspective than economists. Yet, with a nation experiencing a jobless recovery, with over 3 million people fired since March, with over 34 million people living in dire poverty, with a war sucking up the billions of dollars in a dangerous economy, with fear stalking the U.S. heart like a lip-smacking lion spying an antelope on the veldt, with over 2 million men, women, and children in U.S. prisons, these are not the best of times. It's time for serious change. If you agree, why don't you protest? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan.